Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
Hey guys, Jay Cutler. Started a new podcast called Uncut with Jay Cutler. Most of you know me from the NFL, some of you have seen me on Instagram, and some of you know me from the reality TV world. Each week I'm taking you along with me as we discuss football, trending topics, and whatever's going on in my life each week. I'm bringing along people that are special in my life, former teammates, friends, and some new people that I like and respect. That's what you're supposed to do, right? Podcasting? I think I'm doing this right. Can't wait to get started with you. Go subscribe now. Uncut with Jay Cutler, Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is brought to you in part by JB Weld, proud sponsor of Ace on the House. People have trusted JB Weld for over 50 years, and you can get JB Weld at jbweld.com. Retailers everywhere, Home Depot, Lowe's, AutoZone, Napa, O'Reilly Auto Parts, everywhere. It's JB Weld, world's strongest bond. What do we got in this show, Stromer?
Rabid dogs chewing the corner of hardwood floor, bullnosing. How dare they?
And ladies doing it for themselves.
Ladies are doing it for themselves.
We got that coming, as well as a little bit of singing. First, I'll tell you about Geico. Do you own, do you rent your home? Well, you do one or the other, and then there is your automotive policy. Geico makes it easy to bundle up those policies. Go to geico.com, find out just how easy it is to get your bundle working when you take your homeowner's or your renter's insurance and bundle it up with your automotive policy at Geico. That is geico.com.
This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let Ace show you how. Ace on the House.
Yeah, get it on, got to get on the church,
get it on. Get it on.
And welcome to Ace on the House. I'm Adam Kroll. It's Eric Stromer over there.
Yes, it is.
Right out of the gate.
Right out.
Hot tile talk.
It doesn't get any better.
I'm looking to get a hole saw.
Damn right.
Now, people get confused with a hole saw.
Yeah.
I just had Matt go on a scavenger hunt for a hole saw. I said, "Boss, doesn't look like a saw to me." I said, "Do not worry."
Yeah, don't worry. It'll reveal itself as we go through time.
Yeah. Now the hole saw for going through tile, and a 6-inch wide hole saw for tile.
What are you doing in there? What the heck are you getting yourself into now?
I shall explain.
All right,
is that a tungsten carbine?
Well, you know, they come several different versions. The one that I've always loved has like it's a diamond blade, essentially, hole saw.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same material that's on the diamond blade that you cut tile with.
Yeah, can one, you know, they'll sell them for masonry.
Yes.
You know, they sell them for concrete and brick.
Yeah.
Will that work on a tile?
It will, but the really good, obviously the ones that are better are the more expensive version of that. So I generally, if you want a clean cut where you're going to see the tile,
mm-hmm.
You want to get the better blade. If you don't care and just get through it and we'll have an escutcheon around something, then mm-hmm. you can use the cheaper version.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And
always keep it wet as you're cutting. You know, if you have a Hudson spray or just a little spray bottle, spray while you're going and it'll cut way, way, way easier. Just keep it wet.
I was talking about this with Sean the Fabricator. He was pontificating about the fact that he has a 6-inch hole saw for metal.
Yeah.
And he said, "I bet we could get into the tile an eighth of an inch and like score it with that."
It just may, if you're going to ever use it again, it may blow that.
It'll definitely screw that blade up.
But I don't
think
know.
That metal hole saw would get into the tile.
I'm not confident about that. I think it needs to have the diamond aspect to it because it has to cut through ceramic, and metal is a different animal, different beast.
And when you're doing a a wheel. That's
what are you doing? What the hell are you doing with this thing?
I'm taking out a 6-inch circle of tile and setting in a post, basically.
Oh, okay.
And I'm trying to, he thinks he can freehand it with a diamond blade and a 4-inch wheel. I'm like, he's good, but that's a lot of work.
It is. Now you can, and what you would do is you can only plunge cut down, because if you're going in a 6-inch circumference and you plunge cut, you're going to get into how deep can I go with this plunge cut before I start breaking that circumference, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't get very deep. So then you got to
With a 4-inch blade, you could get
you
down.
You could, but then you have to just go lower it and around your circle, and then you go through the center of it and go to each line.
It's a lot more labor than just...
Get the right blade.
No, I'm into getting the right blade. Yeah. It's not really Home Depot either.
No. You get at any tile store that sells material, you know, for tile tools or online.
Yeah.
Just do that.
All right, what are you working on?
Man, well, so, my boys, they came crawling back to daddy after they realized they can't go out and get jobs like daddy can.
You're the jefe,
I'm the maestro, the gringo. I'm the one that brings in the bacon. So, right. One of the guys I no longer have retained, because he's the one that was sort of the bad seed. The other two guys are brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one's an ex-con, an ex-con with a heart of gold, and then the other one is his brother, and it's a second job for him. And they were like, how quickly they throw the other guy under the bus.
Mm.
He's now into, he's a born-again Christian. We can't work with him anymore. Whatever they found to throw him under the bus, they used religion this time.
Yeah, well, like I said, I work with the born-again gangbangers at ABC Closets and Stolen Closets.
Yeah.
I'm very familiar with those.
You understand,
people.
Right?
I was outnumbered because there were five of them and one of me.
How long before you would shut down when they were talking scripture to you?
Well, like I said, they were up in the cab of the cube truck asking for traveling mercy. And I would be in the back of the cube truck and made myself a bed out of furniture pads. And I was asking for traveling mercy just not out loud.
But it's from the comfort standpoint.
Yes. I wanted to see if I could go to sleep before we got out to Redondo Beach and install these closets.
Understood. Now, what do you think happened? Did their life change dramatically once they took in the spirit of traveling mercy?
You know, there was Philip and Frank and Big John and Pogi.
Of course.
Pogi was Filipino.
Yeah, he was.
Just called him Pogi.
Yeah. Do we have a meaning to that?
A thousand years later, I said to somebody who was Filipino, I said, what's Pogi mean?
Yeah.
And I just went, handsome. And I thought, that makes me gay.
Yeah.
Because I was just calling this guy handsome, and I could have been in front of other Filipinos.
And they were just snickering.
Like, oh, that one guy's got it bad for the other guy.
That's right.
Calling him handsome.
That's right.
Mm.
Well, I unfortunately got the term this week of penis versus vagina wrong. I kept referring to what I thought vagina was
In Spanish.
Using the word verga.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kept looking at me like glossed over with their eyes like, what do you say?
The verga is a hog, right?
I think
they'd say chupa my verga.
Yeah,
whatever,
and
I kept thinking
because of the V starting with V, I thought that was what it was, and they just kept letting me say it over and over again as I talked more and more about someone's penis.
Chupa my verga. I think Matt, you've spent enough time south of the border.
Yeah. Got told that a lot.
Yeah. This is the downside of not having a second language at your command.
Was it chupa?
We actually have a resident Spanish speaker right here.
Miami.
Indeed it is chupa.
Chupa my
and
verga.
What is verga?
Chupa mi verga.
Mi
and what is verga?
Verga is the penis.
Okay, and what is the clitoral area? I can't even say it in English.
I mean, it's pretty
is
much
that gyo. What is gyo?
I don't know that term.
Doesn't that mean chicken thing that hangs below the neck?
My family's not from right south of the border.
All right, understood.
All right. Well, someone's got a column.
These are big. By the way, these were earth-shattering big problems that I had to face this week. Clearly, I'm better though. Thank you.
Chupa mi verga.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Chris. 42,
hello.
Milwaukee.
Sorry. I was working through some things. Sorry. I apologize. Go ahead.
Aren't we all?
Yep.
No worries.
Yep.
So I have a over 100-year-old home. It's a Tudor Revival. And probably 30, 35 years ago, way before we bought it, they put in some steel reinforcement I-beams and some adjustable post jacks to, you know, basically reinforce the structure. And since it's been 35 years and I'm just starting to see a bit of corrosion around the bases of these. Now, I've been told that post jacks, you know, usually they're grandfathered in by code, depending upon how long they've been there. These have obviously been there a really long time. But somebody suggested putting permanent lally columns in place to replace them. And I just wanted to know what you fellows thought about that kind of approach.
Is that down in the basement?
Yes.
Well, the adjustable post jack doesn't feel... It feels temporary.
Yeah, I don't know why they're leaving that in as a permanent solution. So, yes, let's swap it out.
Been 35 years?
Yeah.
Because I hope the place they rented them from doesn't show up and go,
you owe $740,000.
And you're not getting your deposit back.
Right, that's right.
We don't do a lot of basements out here in SoCal, so we don't have a lot of post-jack experience. But I'm all for putting in something permanent.
Right.
I would say you'd probably want to put it on a pad versus on a slab.
Yeah.
Which means
you'd have to cut
the
out.
The slab is really old. Yeah. I would probably have to dig down where it would go about, you know, 14 inches, reinforce that with rebar, put in some.
How do you know? How do you know these things? And are you married and can we have a baby? Why do you know these things?
Lesbian and those are my two answers.
I have, after I quit my sales job, after I had my second kid, it was commission-based. I couldn't do the hours. It wasn't fair to the family.
Right.
And I started getting into restoring our home and doing our, you know, basically carpentry, home renovation, everything, because I love the idea of adding value to the home and to our family and not having to hire somebody to do it.
There
so
you
I read
go.
A lot of books, watch a lot
good
of videos, talk to a lot of people who've been doing the work for decades, and...
All right.
Just took it on myself.
Good. So, you know, we don't have that much to add to your knowledge base.
Except when you do cut out that slab and dig down, that's a 2-day job for you. It's a lot of digging. It's awful.
Yeah, I took up a 2.5-inch thick bad concrete self-leveling job through the entire basement.
Oh, good.
Just using chisels, crowbars and buckets.
Do me a favor. So you're gonna want to saw cut a square in that slab.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna want to go somewhere and buy instead of rent a demo hammer. You'll spend like $500 to get one at like Harbor
you're
Freight or
about
something.
A chipping hammer.
Chipping hammer.
I don't think it'd be $500.
I just bought it.
If Harbor Freight has a chipping hammer, it can't be $500.
It was $500.
You buy the whole goddamn store for $500.
It was a chipping hammer, and I bought the lease also to the entire store.
Emmy, look
I
that up.
I love Harbor Freight.
There's
I know Adam doesn't, but
it's good.
I love that place.
It's good when you need a cheap tool, and you're not worried about being judged.
Get a spade bit for the soil, and then get a chip.
You're talking about electric jackhammer, not like a little.
No, I want you to get
hammer.
The get the jackhammer.
You're about something that comes with a dolly.
Because this thing goes. Matt, can you look it up for us at Harbor Freight or someone look it up?
Yeah, yeah.
The thing is, I'm so short. And I'm not that big, and so I've worked with jackhammers before, and I just don't have the height.
Okay,
and
look,
the cut really carried
right,
off. So
quiet.
I feel like I'm gonna hire
we don't need all this.
Pal to do it.
It's too much.
Then hire somebody to do it.
Don't listen to Stromer.
All right, whatever.
The slab is 100 years old. It's not in good shape. You're not going to need a jackhammer to jack that thing out once you saw cut it. You know what I mean? There's no rebar. Mm-hmm. There's no steel reinforced anything. I would say let's figure this out. Is it a two-story home?
Yes, two-story.
All right. Makes a difference because we want to know what the load is. Personally,
you got to brace that whole thing.
I think 2x2.
Yeah.
You know, saw cut.
I think so.
You know, could do 16, but I don't know. I'd say 2x2.
Bigger, more room is better.
Let's span it out a little.
Span it out. Put temporary posts down there, 4x4s, you know, going from
kick a few of those off.
Yeah.
I would do a 2x2. I don't think you need to go down much more than 12 inches if you do a 2x2,
right.
But that's the minimum, 12.
I'd go 16.
Okay.
Go 16,
I'm just trying to save her back.
I know.
You guys still think of that definitely on the rebar reinforcements? Because that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Look, it's not going to hurt to take a couple of pieces of number four,
yep,
tie them into a hoop, you know, a square hoop, you know, keep them off the edge, keep them off the dirt. Well, we're looking at a $500 chipping hammer.
Wait, that's $309. Wait, go. No, that's I got the next one. Yeah, the $500 guy.
At Harbor Freight?
Yes, I'm telling
you. Who makes that shit?
No, like people.
Okay.
People in other lands.
Wow.
Right?
Jesus. And well, they have a $300 one.
Wait, no.
Well.
Go to the – it's a Bauer. They call it Bauer. Oh, okay. It's whatever that one is.
All right.
$500.
All right. I don't know what you got. I'd get the $300 one. That slab's going to fall apart.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So now, do it. Do your half inch number four rebar.
Yeah.
Do a square
circle.
Get some
baling wire so you can tie it up.
Square circle in the bottom.
Yeah.
If you want to put it up on a couple of those riser pyramid things, you can to keep it off the ground.
Sure.
Off the dirt, obviously.
Yeah.
Go up 2 inches, 3 inches from the bottom. Hang it down 2 inches from the top.
Be nice to have some gravel in the bottom before you do anything.
Yeah, gravel.
A little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. And you want a dowel into the slab?
It'd be better.
Yeah, if you want a dowel into the slab, then...
Once you cut the hole, you're going to go on the profile of the slab, drill in, right, so you can get rebar in there.
Yeah, I don't know, half inch. They sell dowels now. I think they sell like 1 foot pieces.
They do.
Pre-cut rebar. Yeah. Drill in 6 inches.
Yeah.
Let 6 hang over.
Yeah.
I don't know that you have to epoxy that. Honestly, just do a half inch hole and put a half inch rebar in it. You will want a roto hammer for that. That
yes,
also
will
work as a chipping hammer as well. So you may want to make that trip over to Harbor Freight. And that's about all I got, other than
and then what do you want to do?
Oh,
how do you want her to do that post
in there?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
Well, what I am doing is I've basically set after I tuck pointed all the original cinder block foundation, I fixed all of that with all of the cracks. Then I set it up. And then I put in, took up all that self-leveling.
Yeah.
So I'm actually an artist as well. So I'm putting a studio in down there. I've got my wood shop down there.
Wow.
And then once the only reason I'm really doing this, there's no structural issue with the house right now, but I just want it to be correct. And I don't, God knows how many years from now, or I'd love to get a bigger home.
Yeah.
I don't want them to look at this and be like, holy cats, these aren't up to code. So.
You did watch the language. Did you say you did a tuck job on block or brick? You said block.
Block.
Why do you have block
there?
Down
were
there?
Some vertical lines in the mortar that put the concrete foundation block.
Yeah, but
in
they
place.
didn't do that 100 years ago.
They must have. The house was built in 1923, so maybe in Milwaukee they did. I don't know. But I chiseled out all the bad mortar.
All right, good, good. Find it.
Fix it.
Do it.
No water in the basement since.
No, I got it. It just seems weird that there's concrete block down there. Maybe some old school. I don't know.
It
seems 100 years old. Feels curious to me. But all right, you chased out the cracks. You tucked in the new mortar. Good for you. Does your husband come down and bring you a sandwich every once in a while? I mean, what's this guy up to? I don't trust him.
No, he's great. He's just really, really happy. He doesn't have to pay somebody else to do it. And I'm raising, we have three kids. And
what is this relationship? What does he do? Interpretive dance?
What does this guy do for a living?
Art school? What's he doing?
He's a software developer.
Oh, not, doesn't use his hands. But does he bring you down a sandwich?
No, but he's pretty. He should, shouldn't he?
Yeah,
yeah, he should.
I think a bucket of chicken is in order. If you want to ask, know the truth.
Yeah,
he did bring me home a bucket of chicken the other night. I was
that's
happy.
Good. All right, good.
Okay, Eric stands corrected.
Yeah.
I would put a saddle, one of those H saddles, in the wet. You know, hang a plumb bob.
Yeah.
Put an
get the good plumb bob, the heavy one. The,
yeah,
not, not the crappy little plastic
line
one.
Snapper yeah. one. Yeah. Get a brass one. And then 4x6, 6x6.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Through bolt it.
Yeah.
Down there. Yeah. Might as well.
What about the actual concrete filled steel columns? Do you think, you know, an actual lally column. Should I go after those?
I think it's too much. I think it's overkill.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I do, but it's a two-story house, and if you wanted to get a 4x4, like medium wall steel, piece of square steel, and put it in there, I wouldn't fight you on that one.
Right.
I could get steel. My stepdad works in my dog Pickles is barking. Knock it off.
Pickles.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Pickles the Basset Hound. Yeah.
I don't know what's above it though. How do you connect to the top?
Well, here's the other concern. Do we want to make this so engineered looking with steel that when you do sell it, people think there was a foundation issue and the house was sinking? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. I know what you mean. There's already steel I-beams that have been in there forever.
Oh.
Basically, it's just taking out a jack post, which is obviously a temporary fix, putting something in there that's, a permanent fix and appropriate. And, we don't have to worry about it.
And can you get an eight or 10-foot post down the stairs and clear everything? You have enough room?
Sure.
Okay. All right, good.
Yes.
All right. You're good.
I'll need help, but yes.
Well, get the chicken and then have him pick up something with his hands. Have him use his hands for good, not evil. Evil.
No. If he loses his hands, he loses his job.
That's
so
a good
I'm
point.
Fine doing this. All right. It's just fine.
Yeah. That's true for just about everybody.
Yeah. Good work, by the way. Good job.
All right. Let me tell you about Geico. Do you own, do you rent? Well, you do one or the other. Then there's your automotive policy. And speaking of automotive, let me tell you another great roads trip story sponsored by our friends over at Geico. Stromer, I know you've been on the road all summer long.
And I was all summer in a vehicle, just driving, going through the South, seeing things I've never seen before with the kid, going from, well, it was a little bit like then came Bronson, going from location, basketball gym to basketball gym, if you will. You know, driving in that car, knowing you're safe. Why? Because you're insured. You're not just driving around freeballing.
Yeah, did you, you started off in Michigan, right?
Yeah, started in Michigan, and then we have a car.
Let's pretend we're looking at a map of the U.S. and there's dots as to where you went.
God, it was crazy. So Michigan, and then from there, you know, we keep a car out there. So we had the car, we drove from there down south into the South Carolina area, and we were in seeing all sorts of things I've never seen before. Those roads, by the way, in the South, when you're driving through and you're in these big wilderness areas, you have a strange feeling that if you break down, there could be some folks with guns that
don't like you city slickers.
No, they sure think you have a pretty mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we want to always keep those doors and windows locked when we're going through those areas.
Sure.
But it's so beautiful because you're in wilderness you've never seen, things you've never experienced before, sounds when the windows are down. It sounds like you're in the middle of the swamp somewhere, which you are kind of. You know, the rivers that we've seen, the ones that we've crossed. We went over past the Mississippi. We also were down at what's the one that goes by Augusta, Georgia? Do we know that one?
The river?
Yeah, the river. It's the...
I know the first name of it.
What is it?
The Mighty. And then you guys have to help me with the second part.
But those suspension bridges that you see, you know, they're you know, you realize that all these cities and towns were built around rivers because that was the only way you could get cotton or whatever you were growing out to the
bridge. Everybody down low bridge, because we're coming to a town, and you always know your neighbor, you always know your pal if you've ever navigated on the Erie Canal.
How the heck did you know that?
We'll have to study my brain after I die. All right, Stromer. Yeah. Well, God bless you.
Yeah,
and
so fun.
Traveling the highways and the byways of this great country. And thanks to Geico for insuring all of us and making those travels.
And thanks for the
safe
gift of your song, by the way.
You're quite welcome. Yeah. You go to geico.com, you get a quote, you see just how much you could be saving when you get your bundle working with our good friends at Geico. That is Geico.com, and get your bundle on and do it today.
Do you think they'd find any CTE in your brain from all that football you played and boxing? Did you get hit a lot in the head? Did you?
Yeah, I definitely got some concussions when I was a kid.
What do you think?
Well, my brain was used, so it's definitely got some miles on it. You know, I definitely was concussed, you know, quite a few times.
But there seems no slowing down in your brain, not from what I can tell.
No.
I think it's just getting faster and better, if you want to know the truth.
No, that's why they call me Alan. I mean, Ace. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not kind of.
All right. Marty, you got questions? What do we got?
All right. Well, before we get to a question, I do want to read you guys a couple follow-ups here.
Oh.
We had somebody a while ago asking for advice on looking for a house, and Jimmy James Holtz wrote back, "Hi, guys. Thanks for your salient advice. Roof with some pitch, natural shade, quality built kitchen, and solid core interior doors. Advice taken."
Wow.
"Gated community, so no Waze traffic
concerns."
Is that concerns.
The Arizona guy?
I think so. He says he closes escrow on September 24th.
Sweet. Looks like a beautiful Arizona hacienda.
That's the kind of place you'd find a drug lord with a linen shirt on. Am I right?
Yeah, linen. And maybe even linen pants with a drawstring.
I love that look.
That's a beautiful
man,
look.
It is.
That's riding a horse on the beach look.
And one other follow-up here. Now, Ace, I would never, ever doubt any advice you give on this show. Yeah. But Rick would think otherwise.
Oh, boy.
He says, "Ace, silicone does not work for mirrors. It will hold for a while, but trust me, it will fall. My crew ran out of mastic on a school workout room. They used a high-quality silicone for the last mirror on the wall, and it fell off within 4 months.
Wait, that's the place where the entire wrestling team had their genitals cut off by a fallen mirror.
I heard that story.
That's a terrible story.
Well, I believe, first things first, I was looking for mastic, and I could not find any mastic at the hardware store, and I was out in Malibu, and there was nothing within, 20 miles.
Right.
I then looked up silicone. We looked up silicone for mounting mirrors, I do believe, and they said it can be used for that. Now, my thing is I had a J channel under the mirror and then tilted the mirror up against the wall.
Yeah.
So I really only needed the thing not to fall forward.
Correct.
And gravity was going to do most of the work.
Right. Not holding the entire weight of the thing because the J channel took that up.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. So I did that. But I would use mastic, but I don't know. Emmy can look it up now. I thought we looked it up. I thought they said.
Yeah.
That,
well, I've never seen it. I've never seen it.
You never seen silicone?
No.
Well, silicone is the kind of weapon of choice, the universal weapon of choice when you're trying to hold shit up.
Sure.
I've done plenty of siliconing plywood and pictures and things like that, like to a stucco wall and that kind of thing. But again, I wanted to use the mastic. I did
Wasn't
not
there.
Have it.
No.
Didn't have it.
No.
But I went, like I said, also, you can do a little clip keeper at the top. You're really just saying, I need this thing not to fall forward.
Correct.
And it's not, that's not going to take a lot of adhesive for that.
No.
All right. Questions?
Yeah, we'll move on to our emails, but you can, of course, tweet us at Ace on the House. You want to send us an email, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. And if you want to see pictures and whatnot, go to aceontheroof.com. Here is an email from Brad. Ace, Eric, get it on. So my 10-year-old house has started to develop some mildew, on the limestone. The vertical sides of the house have never been pressure washed, but the flat part in front of the door was done about 5 years ago. Two questions. I was going to rent a pressure washer and take this off, then seal the flat portion in front of the house, but is there anything that could be done for the sides of the house? I'm assuming it's unorthodox to seal the side of the house. Sounds like it would be a pain in the ass. And question two, would you mix any cleaning solutions, into the water of the pressure washer? And that's from Brad in Austin, Texas.
I bet that that side of the house is the east side and doesn't ever get sun. So it's always going to be prone to potentially getting mildew. And not sure if it is mildew, because what if it's just roof runoff that's dirt and it sits on that ledge?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's pretty black for mildew. Okay, a few things. Pressure washer, good.
Yeah.
When in doubt, TSP is good. Trisodium phosphate. They have, I'm just kind of spitballing here, but Stromer knows they have mildew additive you can put to paint for like bathroom paint.
Yeah. Like a fungicide thing. Yeah.
There is an additive for that. So there might be something for the pressure washer world to not only remove existing mildew, but prevent new mildew from growing. So I would definitely investigate that. I'm not sure the question about the side of the house versus the back or front of the house, but pressure washer, see, Emmy, see if they have mildew additives for pressure washer and or mildew removers versus a mildew retardant.
But keep in mind, too, we always have to remind the folks with pressure washers, you have to really be careful which tip you choose, because you will literally throw lines and etch, and you won't be able to get those lines out. And this is the face of the house. So definitely test the tip in an area behind bushes to see if it's doing that and creating some sort of a white, it'll appear like white lines as you're going back and forth with the wand. So be careful which tip you use.
Yeah, do not go with the fiercest grade
Correct.
Of tip.
Yeah.
Go with the least amount you need to be effective.
Exactly.
It does look like you can go to a place like Lowe's and they have additional additives and chemicals that you can put. But I would, of course, recommend you look at the pressure washer itself and make sure that it can handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the pressure washer will be able to handle it.
It has like a little container where you can do additives in the container along with the water.
Oh, they got a little hopper?
Yeah.
Sort of
sure
like two strokes?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
I got to catch up on my pressure
washer. Yeah, I love it. I use mine all the time at my own home. You know, it's like it's just a great, quick, easy. You can wash your car. You can blast the house off.
Plug in
companies
or Briggs
come
and Stratton.
Mine's actually battery operated.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Ryobi?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Because I think they're the only ones who make that. Not the only ones, but that's a Ryobi tool right there.
And by the way, I never have bought anything
and
Ryobi.
You're super cheap.
Well, yeah, of course. Duh. Harbor Freight, Harbor Freight talk. Well, you know, a lot of the time, the good stuff you need, like the great saws and cutting tools, you're never going to cheap out. But that stuff, you know, come on. I've had this demo hammer, this jackhammer now for almost 2 weeks.
It is a chipping hammer. It is not. It doesn't come with a dolly.
No, it does not.
Okay.
It would have cost me a $70 rental fee per day. It's already paid for itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll use it, and then when it breaks, throw it away, get a new one.
All right.
Right.
I call that being an ugly American.
That's true.
Other questions?
Yeah, let's do another email one. This is from Justin. Hey, guys, get it on. Question, how deep of a notch do I need to run BX cable and then mesh and plaster over? The cable is roughly half an inch, and I have 3/4 inch of plaster over a structural beam running across the ceiling. My clients want a light in their family room, and I plan on jumping power off a switch at the other end of this beam. The contractor who renovated the apartment didn't use any sleepers, or whatever else you would call the ceiling furring strip, to separate the plaster drywall from the ceiling beam. Will the plaster cover up crack later? The ceiling beam is the one with the hanging lights on over the counter.
But it's not plaster.
He's saying plaster. He means
drywall. Yeah.
I think so. BX, is that what he's asking about?
Yeah.
All right.
So what is he going to do? He's going to go up.
BX is Flex Romax, or sorry, Flex conduit with wires already inserted.
Don't we just want to punch a couple of holes in it and run, feed it through, and then patch the holes? What's he? Like, he's not going to do the entire.
All right, I'm trying to figure this out. I will say this: if you want to run BX through 5/8 drywall,
he's jumping off a switch.
You're going to be about even with the surface, and if you try to mud over it, it's going to crack.
I think that's bad.
That's not going to work.
I think punch a hole by the switch. Punch a hole in the soffit, and then feed it all the way through across.
I agree, but his question is still, how deep do you have to bury the BX in order to make it work? Now, let me say this.
Yeah.
BX is flex with wires in it,
right,
and it's round.
Yeah.
Romax is flat.
Right.
The profile on Romax, depending on, you know, what gauge to wire is, but the profile on Romax is a quarter inch.
Yeah.
And you can get the Romax staples.
Right.
So theoretically, and I'm just answering his question.
Yeah.
I'm not recommending people do it this way.
Right.
But theoretically, one could channel drywall, put Romax up there with a staple, and then skim coat it with, you know, not joint compound.
Right.
You need some sort of plaster.
Yeah, like Fix-All.
Repair or something. Yeah, I wouldn't use Fix-All.
Yeah.
Fix-All dries rock hard,
right,
can't be sanded,
right,
or whatever. But there's some plaster repair, whatever, for bigger gaps. It's going to crack.
It's a terrible idea.
I think what you could do is you could channel it and then tape it with mesh tape over the channel.
So much work.
It's messy.
Just make holes.
A lot of work.
And feed wire like electricians do.
I agree. I'm just saying, I don't know if he can do it or how he can do it.
Because when you make holes, you can then go stud to stud and patch another square in there. Or you can use those metal patches, sheet metal with the mesh over them, and just go right over that. It's so much easier. By the time you channel drywall, forget it. It's going to take days.
Yeah. It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
You're always going to see it.
Yeah.
But if that's what I was doing, I would go with Romax, staples, mesh tape, and plaster patch.
Right.
Or some version
something
of that.
Something sandable.
And then you could skim over the whole thing with joint compound or topping.
Right. I would venture to say if he and I were racing and he did that, and I removed all the drywall and just did it all over again, it would be faster.
You know what, Stromer?
What?
You're on.
Okay.
I challenge you to a race, a drywall race.
That's it.
All right, what do we got? We got another question up there, man?
Yeah, we'll jump back over to the Twitter. And again, tweet us at Ace on the House. And this Twitter question says, any ideas on how to repair my rabid dog's work on my stairs?
Wow, wee. Dog chewed off the corner
of that
oak stairs with like a...
And there's like drool stain on the shag carpeting next to the transition, which is horrifying. But you could soak it out, make a delicious broth out of that juice.
Well,
am I right?
There is oak. The dog chewed on the oak. He got the side of the tread that was hanging over with the bull nose.
Yeah.
It's a disaster.
It is.
Okay. There's only one way to do this.
Yeah.
You've got to get some of that epoxy wood mold stuff.
Yeah.
And
are you talking about Bondo?
Yeah, well, no, they have wood repair.
Okay.
I think JB Weld does something as well.
Yeah. And build the corner back up with a little form.
You need to build the corner back up. I don't even know if you need to form it because you can kind of work it.
Kind of
when it's workable.
Just do it by eye.
You have to kind of shape it. You know what I mean? And you have to build up that corner. It's 3 inches in and 3 inches the other way. And then you need to very artfully take some like burnt umber or something and continue the grain detail over the top of it. And then you have to stain the whole thing that, you know, antique brown or whatever the hell that, that is over there. And it, look, it's never going to look good. It's not going to look perfect. That's for goddamn sure.
Okay, can I ask you another question?
I will tell you this.
Yeah.
Because I have done this.
Yeah.
If you work with a competent faux painter, they will make it work.
Yeah.
Now, that ain't you, but it's somebody who
so
you pay.
Okay, so along the lines of what you just said, do we want to just sand the gristle off and make it flat and or round it out and just leave the wood and just stain it again to kind of look the same? Like, do we care? Because isn't the dog then going to chew the Bondo or whatever the hell we're using and potentially go down and die?
That's why I have to put apple bitters and mix it into the Bondo.
The old apple bitter Bondo.
Is that plywood? I cannot tell.
I feel like you want to just sand it down and round
break
the corner.
It, break it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and just start over with new stain and that's it and move on.
Because
the only other way to do it would be to remove that bullnose piece off of wood and put a new one in somewhere and make a seam.
The bullnose could be routed into the tread.
Well, that's true, but that's an advanced scenario. Can we have him do this?
No, I'm saying I don't know if you can pop the bullnose off. Is what I'm saying.
I got you.
Yeah, it's a shit show, man.
And he's probably going to do it again.
I'm not going to factor in the part where the dog does it again. Asking us how to repair it.
Yeah.
I would go with wood. The wood putty repair, the ones that take stain, that kind of thing. It's not going to be good.
I once knew a dog that would leap onto the side of the garage and rip the siding off, but I've never seen the chewing of the corner piece of hardwood floor.
Really?
This is unusual.
Well, there's another version where you get out a router, use a template, and you make like a Dutchman kind of thing, but that's tough too.
I think it'll disappear if you sand it and get it transition smooth.
Sand it, stain it,
make
it stop winking at you.
Yep, that's
All right, let me tell you about JB Weld. JB Weld, world's strongest bond. Pros have trusted JB Weld for over 50 years. That's right. And by the way, you don't have to be a pro. You can work like a pro with JB Weld. We're proud to have JB Weld Epoxy Adhesive as a sponsor. I personally know the owner. Hung out with these dudes at SEMA a couple of years back. And JB Weld will make a product that'll help you with that stair tread. I can tell you
that's right now.
I use it to fix Sonny's shoe. Stromer used it on the pan of his wet saw. I use it to fix stonework in front of my house.
Gluing metal together even. It's fantastic.
Also, JB Weld just acquired Herculiner, the original DIY truck bed liner. So if you're looking for the world's strongest truck bed liner, Herculiner has you covered. It's JB Weld, right, Matt?
That's right. JB Weld is available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, Napa, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more. And remember, JB Weld epoxy products are proudly made in the USA. JB Weld, world's strongest bond.
All right. Calls, you're going to have to wait until next week's show because I got a meeting I need to.
Yeah, you do. You got a meeting in the ladies' room, don't you?
That's right. Do we have a men's and a ladies' room here?
I don't know.
We just have two bathrooms.
Yeah.
This Wednesday, September 22nd, Solana Beach, Belly Up with Adam Ray. I'll be there then. And then heading off to Chicago, Park West.
Yes.
Yes.
Home of my chic sighting back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Freak out!
Freak out! September 24th. Stromer's got a lot of showmanship.
Yep.
September 24th, that'll be at Park West. And then I'm going to St. Louis. I'm going all over the place.
You're doing it, man. Come on.
So just go to Adam.
It's the gift of comedy, for Christ's sake.
It's the gift of comedy. Right. I'm taking on the road. So go to adamcroll.com for all the live shows. And you can check out our Pluto TV channel, channel 687. our chassis channel on Pluto TV. And until next time, Adam Carolla for Eric Stromer saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
This is Corolla Digital.